afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, October 1, 2021. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to a brand new month. It'll be over tomorrow.
That long?
Oh, it does seem that way. It really does.
I know. It's really amazing. And like I say, Merry Christmas. Let me be the first to wish you Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It's been a beautiful day, though. I have no complaints. It's been a gorgeous day here in the hills, and it's been a nice day to be out. I wasn't outside much, but out while I could, and I really enjoyed it.
Yes, it's been a beautiful day. Had to spend a lot of time in the office today. It's been a hectic day. People, you know, get big moves in the prices from yesterday, and it wakes people up. And so it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So let me go ahead and get to the gold prices today. We have gold up today only 280, although it's off the high from about $4, but 280 right now, the New York spot price after market at 1,761. Silver is up 32 cents at $22.61. Platinum is up 11 at 983. Palladium is up 10 at 1,996. The USDX today was down 0.18 at 94.05. Crude oil is back up again today, up 63 cents at $75.66. Paper markets today, oh, I'm sure they were all higher based on Merck coming out saying it has a new COVID pill that reduces the risk of hospitalization, death by half, but only for some patients. Anyway, they say it's a game changer, so we'll see what type of game changer it is. So the Dow was up 480 points at 34,326. The S&P was up 49 at 4,357. NASDAQ was up 118 at 14,566. Europe, negative across the board. I think the biggest loser was Germany. And the FTSE. It was only down 59 points. Asia, the only one higher was Shanghai. And let's see what the bonds did today. Well, that's come off its high, 1.46. 1.46 for the 10-year yield. So there you have it, Butch. It's been a hectic and busy week. A little bit of a dollar decline. The European markets had that pressure because of inflation is hitting 13-year high. Lordy, lordy. And so far, the House Democrats from yesterday postponed a vote yet again. I don't know if they did anything today. I haven't seen anything. But here's one factories. This is out of Reuters. Global manufacturing activity took a big hit from supply chain bottlenecks, escalating costs by pandemic-induced factory shutdowns in Asia, and signs of slowing Chinese growth. These were surveys that were released today. And Eurozone and British manufacturing growth remained a little bit stronger. But certainly there's been some roadblocks due to the chip shortages and supply disruptions. And so it looks like the signals they're talking about. Martin Beck, he's a senior economic advisor, says this kind of continues to show that there's going to be that this situation with the semiconductors is going to remain constrained for some time to come. So the so there you have it. So nothing's changed. We've seen the manufacturing growth here in the United States, that also weakened last month. So, anyway, Butch, what say you?
Well, I say that It seems like it pretty much holds it steady all the time as far as market reports and gold and silver, 2000 down to 17, back up 2000. They've been holding their own, but one thing isn't staying the same as inflation. We'll discuss it in a minute. That is not staying the same at all. At all. I want to start off with a couple one-liners. People may enjoy me in a little bit of fun time. Before I do that, though, Marcia and I went out to dinner last night. Nothing fancy, just a small steak, a baked potato, and some Brussels sprouts, and a drink. It was tipped and all, $55. Not just two people now, Millie, mind you, okay? Now, that is phenomenal. I just bought a used wash machine. The reason I'm doing this is compare it. I bought a used wash machine, $269. And I just got thinking, if I eat out five times, I'd more than pay for that wash machine.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Do you know what it cost me to...
Go ahead.
Do you know what it cost me to fill up my gasoline, my tank today?
No.
And it wasn't empty. It was below a quarter, but it wasn't empty. $70. It's a little over $70.
What is the price gas up there?
It was three and a half. I get the middle grain.
Yes, it's, I don't know what that is here. I think it's like 3.9 for regular and 3.30 something. And if the oil keeps going up, and I'm convinced this is going to be true before the end of the year, we will be paying regularly for regular gas, $3.50 to $4 a gallon. That's coming, I do believe, this winter for sure. That's coming. So, folks, just prepare yourself, that's all I can say. But on the lighter side, I'll just give a couple one-liners. Now, I know Melody's a hard audience. Maybe y'all aren't, but she's pretty tough. But I'm going to give a couple one-liners anyway. Melody, see if these make any sense to you. Light travels faster than sound. That is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak. No comment.
No comment.
He who laughs last thinks slowest. Okay. If the shoe fits, she liked that one. By golly, I'll mark that down. If the shoe fits, get another one just like it. Okay. That one's a good
one. I'm going to have to get one of those sound effects that go, wah, wah. Well, maybe Todd can find that one. Wah, wah.
The shin bone is a device for finding furniture in the dark. So that's really true.
Wah, wah.
A fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well. That makes sense? Sure it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's all I
have. That's why you didn't get the wah,
wah. Folks, I told you she's tough. I'm telling you. If you're going to be a comedian, don't go to her club and play because she ain't going to laugh.
I'll tell you what, I never thought I'd be on the radio going, wah, wah.
Well, you had to do something different after all these years.
I won a contest one time, a joke-telling contest.
Well, did you really?
I did. So it's all the timing and delivery.
Well, you have to teach me sometime how to do that.
And content, but yeah.
You have to teach sometime. You will. We were talking about inflation before we got into this. And, folks, I'm sorry. Every now and then I like to do something silly because you got to enjoy your part of life because life is going by just as fast as time will take it.
It is. It's Friday and it's October 1. So what better
exactly.
day?
But this is not good. Inflation gauge hits high since 1991 as Americans spend more. This is the first sentence. I'll just read it. A closely watched measure of U.S. inflation rose the most on an annual basis in three decades, fueling concerns that price increases will last longer than expected and eventually hit consumer spending. Duh. Isn't that what inflation does?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it eventually hit. I don't know how that got connected. Yeah, folks, it'll hit consumer spending. I promise you, it's going to hit us. Now they're saying it's up early this year, up 4.3% from last year. What was last year's supposed inflation rate? I don't know. So that's if it's up 4.3%, I'd say it's got to put it close to 10%. Wouldn't you, Melody?
Well, not in their books, but in our books, absolutely.
Well, I mean, if it's 4%, if it's 3% last year, and 4%, that's so be over 7%. I don't guess they do math like we do. I learned the old-fashioned way, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe my math's outdated. But I just know what I'm saying about the food price stuff and in restaurants and stores, and they're going up. But don't worry about a thing, because Yellen's got the answer for us. Yellen lends support for effort to remove the debt ceiling altogether. Now, that's how you fix a problem, folks. Just spend more. Print more. That'll fix all the problems in the world. That'll take the load off everybody's back. We can all sit back and relax. The national parks won't shut down. The United States can pay its debts. We'll just print more money. We all know that's how it works. Inflation doesn't matter. Fiat currency's okay. But this is what she wants to do, Melody. With a potential default looming for the U.S. in October, Trade Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday she would just as soon see the power over debt limits taken away from Congress. Isn't that part of the Constitution that Congress will do the spending?
I thought so.
I thought so, too. I thought the House was the one that had to go through because they're the ones that answer the people, supposedly. A bill introduced in May would repeal the national debt ceiling. Yes.
Butch, before you go on. But everybody, I can't tell you how many times people have said, well, they should, because then we wouldn't have these fiascos anymore years.
I know.
But, and you know, so how many conservatives and so forth agree? Well, about time you take that off. You know, it doesn't mean anything anyway.
Well, you know, it really does, and I see the point. I see their point.
I do, too. But we don't do it. We shouldn't do it.
We have, this is just more absurd and absurd and absurd. And I'm saying this right up and down. We're seeing the collapse of America as we ever knew it. Folks, it ain't coming back. It started long before you and I were around here. It started at least back in the 30s under the man-made Great Depression. But it is, of the last 60, 70, 80 years, it has really sped up to the point that America is declining in every way possible. And I don't see it turning around. But see, the bill introduced in May would repeal the national debt ceiling, and Yellen said, yes, I would, when asked during the House hearing if she backs the effort. She noted that Congress makes the decisions on taxes and spending, and should provide the ability to pay those obligations. Would be a catastrophe if Congress didn't raise debt ceiling, Yellen says. If to finance those spending and tax decisions is necessary to issue additional debt, I believe it's very disruptive to put the President and myself, the Treasury Secretary, in a situation where we might be unable to pay the bills that result from those past decisions. So if to finance those spending and tax decisions, it's necessary to issue additional debt. So how do you pay what you owe? You borrow more money. That makes sense, Melody. It doesn't work for me, but it must work for them. I never could borrow my way out of debt, could you?
Nope. No, I couldn't.
So, I mean, they got a good trick going here if they can keep it going. I mean, they've been doing it for years. Oh, I don't. I'm just sitting back and looking at this and thinking, Melody, if you give a fifth grader some education on economics, they can see this be insane. But these people can't see it?
No.
Of course they see it. They don't care. The daycare industry is down 127,000 workers from pre-pandemic levels, a decline of more than 10%. The shortage of workers, who typically are paid about $12 an hour, less than Dunkin' Donuts pays, has closed some child care centers and after-school programs at a time when many parents of young children are trying to return to work. So 123,000 workers off in the daycare. And I did not know that they got paid $12 an hour, which is less than most fast food restaurants pay. I didn't know that. I would have thought they got paid at least as much. That's just my opinion, of course. Anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
But on the bright side, this is going to excite you. The world now has 3,204 billionaires. And we both know Todd's one of them, our producer there. The first time the number has risen above 3,000 in an annual analysis by the research firm WealthX. So we got over 3,200 billionaires in the world. All right. Through August, domestic flight bookings totaled 38 billion, down 30% from the same time period in 2019. While sales had been recovering, concern over the Delta variant sent online domestic bookings down 24% in August from July. You know, Billy, a 30% pay cut, the big pay cut, is it not?
You'd think, yeah, for most. You know?
So, I mean, I know they have to probably cut back on something to cover that. I just hope it's not plane safety. I know it's stupid to think about that. I'm sure it isn't. But every time I hear about a cut in airlines, I wonder if they're cutting back on taking care of the planes, maintenance.
Absolutely. I've been thinking about that all through COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that makes...
During lockdown and everything, who's maintaining those planes?
I thought about that. I mean, you know, you get up 25, 30,000 feet in the air, that's not a good place to have a breakdown. You know, and I always wonder about that. I mean, somebody's got to maintain those planes. I hope they're doing a good job. I'm not saying they're not. It just makes you wonder. It does. And before we go to break here, I'll cover one more here. Chip shortages, $450 billion hit to auto industry for 2021-22. So the auto industry is worldwide has lost $450 billion. Surfra Consulting says there will be a $450 billion in lost global sales from the start of the chip crisis through the end of 2022, and they expect the chip crisis to last in 2023. And folks, I'll share in a minute, it's going to get worse. This is a forecast of 15 million fewer cars being built over the next 2 years, an average selling price of about $30,000. In August 2021, global forecast for light vehicle production in 2021 was 80.78 million units. Now, this is down like 7.9% shortage of new cars, which means they're trying to sell used cars. The price of used cars is going through the roof. But I've been told over a lot of years, you've heard of Agenda 2030, Agenda 2020, whatever it's been over the years.
They
won't cut back on automobiles. Well, ain't this a good way to do it?
It sounds like it.
I mean, 15 million fewer cars is a lot of cars, Melody.
Mm-hmm.
15 million fewer cars built in this year. Over the next 2 years. That is a chunk of automobiles not on the highway. And, of course, now we know that Ford's building a plant. I don't want to exaggerate on this. I can't remember where it was even at. I think Tennessee. But anyway, a huge plant that's going to employ, I think, 11,000 people. And they're making all electric cars.
Yep.
That is so, I don't know, folks. Yes, they're changing the scenario we grew up with. Gasoline cars will soon be bye-bye. Not in my lifetime, perhaps, but it's going to be that way.
We talked about this the other day on Tuesday's program, I think. And I says, they're opening the manufacturer. It was a good thing. 11,000 jobs is a good thing. But who's going to be driving electric vehicles around the world? That's why they're building it here, is because they're going to push them all on us. What about everywhere else? We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're looking, we're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. You know, we talk a lot about all everything that's going on, and I saw this headline the other day. Maybe it wasn't a new headline, but it kind of made me think, well, this is October 1, it was updated, but it talks about China's population could halve within 45 years. That's really not a long time, 45 years, to cut a population in half.
Not that size population, wow.
I mean, certainly their birth rate has fallen to lower than expected. Each woman is giving birth to an average of only 1.3 children in their lifetime, well below the average of two that is needed to maintain a stable population. Well, I don't even know what our birth rate is, but ours is also declining. But they reversed their one child policy. But that's a lot of people. Half in 45 years. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a little more to it.
Well, for America in 2019, it's 1.70 per woman.
It's below 2.
1.70.
That's below 1.70. 2 to keep the population, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, yep. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But for China, what is the population in China? A billion and a half? What is that what it is, or in that area? Whatever it is, that's a big decline.
It is a big decline. 1.4 billion. 1.4 billion.
Okay. I know that financially they're struggling some too now. I was reading some of that today. China's finances are not the best any longer.
Yeah, but the thing about China is if they know they can't sustain that 1.4 billion population, they will do what they have to. They will call it to do what needs to be done. So they can continue their status quo.
Well, they'll have, I don't know, the world's so messed up, I don't know how people even think anymore, especially leaders, I don't know. You know, we were talking before the break about the chip shortage, this is why I said it's going to get worse. This is really, I had no idea. Silicones, 300% surge, throws another price shock at the world. Silicone. A metal made from the second most abundant element on Earth has become scarce, threatening everything from car parts to computer chips and throwing up another hurdle for the world economy. The shortage in silicone metal, sparked by production cut in China, has sent prices up 300% in less than 2 months. Would that increase the price of goods? I think so, folks. It's the latest in a litany of disruptions, from snarled supply chains to a power crunch, that are creating a destructive mix for companies and consumers. The worsening situation has forced some companies to declare force majeure, whatever that means. On Friday, Norwegian chemicals manufacturer Elkem ASA said it and several other companies making silicone-based products suspended themselves due to the shortage. The silicone issue also captures how the global energy crisis is cascading through economies in multiple ways. The slashing of output in China, far and away the world's biggest silicone producer, is a result of efforts to reduce power consumption. For many industries, it's impossible to avoid the fallout. So there's more expenses. 300% increase. I don't know what that equals in dollars, we'll say, as far as, I don't know what silicone cost. But it's still an increase. And that's just the way it is. So that's going to be more price increase for somebody else, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where was I reading? Let me see if I can pull it up here. And then I just want to... chemical shortage. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't.
Chemicals, the new supply shortage. So you're talking about paints. You're talking about all things like that. I can't bring up the article here. The W.S. Jenks & Sons hardware store is only getting 20% to 30% of paint it needs to meet customer demand. Without back ordering, in normal times, the so-called fill rate usually runs 90%. And this guy is in Northeast Washington. The chemical shortages and a near doubling of oil prices in the past year mean higher prices for many goods. So there you go. You know, paints, you know, whatever else that you have in that type of product. Plastic pellets. And you know, what's interesting, Butch, is I heard something about the wires in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, they used to be, you get all these copper wires and so forth, and then
they were
wrapped in an oil-based product. They changed it to take the oil out, and they use a product that is mixed with soy. It's a soy-based.
Oh, really? Really?
And what happens, it's attracting animals.
Oh.
And they eat, and they're eating the soy. They're eating the wrapping of your of the electric wiring in vehicles.
Wow!
And it's being found in other places too, where this has happened. Where they're taking, you know, hey, heaven forbid, we can't use oil. That's nasty stuff. So it was replaced with soy. And it's attracting squirrels, rodents. They eat it. So I found that pretty interesting. Who would have thought?
Interesting. And varmints sometimes are attracted to cars anyway. If they park in the garage very long, because you know they're warmer. It's a good place to build a nest. Well, that makes sense. So they got food waiting for them too.
Yeah.
Just move on in and start eating.
Yeah. So they talk like your sprinkling systems. So. It's like, wow, those guys are smart.
So like a good idea at the time.
Yeah. So.
You know? Wow. What can I say? That's just another glitch in whatever, somebody's idea.
Yeah.
I guess move on, but that's just the way it is. I don't know what, but how long have they been making wires out of that, coverings of wire for that?
Well, probably pretty with this, all this climate control, probably. I have no idea. But, I just thought it was really fascinating.
I just wonder if in the new cars, if they're doing that. I mean, if that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, with the new cars. Yeah, absolutely.
So they look forward to rats and mice eating their wires up.
Yeah. And guess who gets to pay for it?
Yeah, right.
You have to get the complete, you know, this guy had to have his whole electric system replaced.
And that's not cheap. That's not cheap. Wow.
And I don't even know if it's covered under your insurance.
Some electrical parts are in a car if you got a new car. Some of them aren't.
Yeah.
And if it's done, I would think that the companies may have paid some of that too. I don't know, because they're the one who made the wire. But I don't know that. I don't know. But whoever has to pay for it is going to cost money, because that's expensive. You get an electronics in a car, you talk about a lot of money.
Yep. Absolutely.
Matter of fact, I had a gentleman tell me the other day that, especially on appliances, if electronics go out on an appliance, it's cheaper to buy a new appliance.
Absolutely.
So.
It is.
There you go.
All right, what's next?
And on a sad note here, too, this is sad. You know, I'm a veteran, and I was blessed to get home without any problems, really, except Agent Orange killed my pancreas, I'm diabetic because of it. But I didn't come back with any boiled holes in me or a lot of other things people come home with. But this I saw during my generation, during the Vietnam era. Military suicide picked up then too, and I know friends of mine who drunk themselves to death, really, when they got out and had problems. But military suicides rise 15% as senior leaders call for action. The number of U.S. military suicides jumped by 15% last year, fueled by significant increases in Army and Marine Corps that senior leaders called troubling. They urged more effort to reverse the trend. According to the data released Thursday, there were 580 suicides last year compared to 504 the prior year. Of those, the number of suicides by Army National Guard troops jumped by about 35%, from 76 in 2019 to 103 last year. The active duty Army saw a nearly 20% rise. Marine Corps suicides went up more than 30%, from 4762, while the Marine Corps reserves went from 9 deaths to 10. These findings are troubling, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said. Suicide rates among our service members and military families are still too high, and the trends are not going in the right direction. I don't know what's behind all that. I don't. But I can speak from personal experience, and I've never shared this before, really. I was told many, many years ago that I had PTSD. And I understand what they're saying. Your nerves are shot. You come home, it's all a different world, and things are different than you. Took me a while to calm back down and get back into what I would call normal routine. They want me to go in and apply for a disability. I didn't do it because I could work on this myself. I didn't need this disability for this. But PTSD, and a lot of people will use that as an excuse to make money, but that really is, for some people, a real situation. You come out of the military, and I don't know how what you're involved in, long time military, and come back into what we call the real world. They're used to shooting and killing and destroying, doing, and they get on drugs, perhaps while they're in there. They come back into the world where things aren't like that. It's a different change for them, and it can affect their minds. I know some people personally who really drank themselves to oblivion. They couldn't readjust back in civilian life, and that is sad. But it's a fact of life, Melody, that when you go into the field and you start shooting people and destroying things, and say maybe even partaking in some things that they won't talk about, like killing innocent people, that's got to stick to your mind. It bothers your conscience. It does. So those things have to stick with you.
You know, you would think that they would have some sort of a program because, I mean, the training when you go into the military, regardless of which, I don't know if the Marines is, you know, I'm assuming they all have some similar training. I mean, they play a mind game on you guys. I mean, they prep you for that. And I think if we knew some of the, because I was told of some of the training sessions and so forth, I mean, so it's like, really? So you wonder why they don't have a training session coming out to prep you to re-enter the real world. And,
well, they do have what they call a deprogramming debriefing, but it's very short.
Yeah, it needs to be more. Yeah, it needs to be more.
I mean, and you're told by your leaders, and I'm just going to tell what we're told. People get upset if they want to. I can't help it. They're nothing but gooks. They're slant eyes. They're subhuman. That's what we're told. It's like in the Middle East, we're called the ragheads or whatever. They call the Germans krauts. That's anything to dehumanize the people. So you kill them easier because they're just not really people. They're just a subhuman, and their enemy kill them. Now, folks, I'm telling the truth. That's what was taught the military. And, of course, if you're out in the field of fire and somebody's trying to shoot you, what are you going to do? You're going to shoot back. So, yeah, suicide in the military is increasing for a lot of reasons. And I'm sure one of the reasons is the morals in that situation. I mean, what's happening in the military with the homosexuality and all the other things going on. It's just demoralized the military. The pride is gone. I say pride, not in a bad way, but they were, you know, it used to be that you could feel like you're doing something really important and you were disciplined. That's gone. That's leaving. It's leaving. And it's telling in the numbers of people who kill themselves. You have anything you want to add to that, Melody?
No. And, you know, it's just another sign, a symptom.
Yep.
Of
it is.
The status of this nation.
Well, I didn't shame the uniform that I wore. I wore I wore it the best I could, and I come out as an E4 sergeant, and I did what I could, what I thought was right. I look back now, I know I was played for a sucker. I know that, but I didn't know at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something here that I don't quite understand, Melody. Mail delivery slowdown. USPS to slow delivery starting October 1st. Now, I want to read this, and I want to ask you why they're doing this. Mail delivery for many Americans was slow starting on Friday, part of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's blueprint for overhauling the U.S. Postal Service in order to slash cost. Does that mean you're going to have a bunch of layoffs? Is that what it means? You're going to lay people off? I don't see that happening, but anyway. But critics say the slow delivery standards could cause problems such as late mail delivery while more broadly undermining the public's faith in USPS. Almost 4 of 10 pieces of first-class mail will see slower delivery, according to Paul Stiegler, senior fellow at the Lexington Institute, an expert on the Postal Service. That means mail delivery will be slower than in the 70s, calling DeJoy's plan disastrous. Starting tomorrow, the Postal Service's recurrent 3-day delivery standard for first-class mail, letters, bills, tax documents, and like will drop to delivery anywhere within the United States within 5 days. In other words, Americans should now expect that letters and other mail could take up to 5 days to reach their destination and vice versa. What? Cut cost? Melia, are they laying people off? How are you going to cut costs? But slowing it down, what's that going to do? Save gas? I mean, what are they talking about?
I don't know. The funny thing about it is it's already 5 days.
Yeah, really, it's true. You know, sometimes more.
Yeah. I know it. So, you know, I don't know. If you cut costs, the only way that you really cut costs is by cutting labor.
And have you heard anything about the post office laying anybody off?
Not yet.
I haven't, have you? I haven't either. So I don't know what you're going to do. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. What they need to do is cut back on their pensions. That's the whole problem. They have to pay their retirement, their pensions, what, 50 years in advance or something like that? 20 years? I mean, it's something stupid. It's the only business corporation that has to do that. They are forced to do it, and that's what puts them behind. And then you have, forget the mail, we probably do better doing boxes for Amazon. And, I mean, Amazon has also become a problem to the USPS.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just like, you know, we just get bills and mails. You know, packages are much more important. Mine are, but not when, you know, I'm talking about Amazon packages.
But the cost sure hasn't come down on the USPS. Cost just went up first, what, the middle of last month. Cost went up quite a bit last month.
Hey, if Amazon would put 3 items in one box instead of sending 3 separate boxes,
there you go.
I mean, yeah, that would save the trees, and it would
and money.
Probably get your yeah. You betcha. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch. Just a couple of quick headlines here, Butch. Coinbase says hackers stole cryptocurrency from at least 6,000 customers. Coinbase Global, Inc. This is according to a breach notification letter sent by the cryptocurrency exchange to affected customers. The hack took place. Oh, isn't that nice? The hack took place between March and May 20 of this year.
They just now found out?
Yeah. Goody, goody, goody.
And say Coinbase is the one that did it?
Coinbase. No, Coinbase is the company that they were scammed.
Got hacked.
That got hacked, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And,
yeah,
something's going on with my headset here. And Neiman Marcus, do you have their credit card?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, they said, the Dallas-based company said in a news release that it is notifying 4.6 million customers that information associated with their online accounts may have been obtained by a third party all the way back to May of 2020. So I'm glad they, yeah, it's a good thing that they let everybody know.
Well, when you put all this information on a database online, whether it's crypto or your personal account information, and there are hackers out there who make money to hack those things. There is no such thing as a safe haven on a digital printout on a computer. No such thing as a safe haven. Every time you think you got a foolproof system, somebody else comes and gets into it, don't they?
Absolutely.
You can't do it, folks. And as I told somebody one time, I said, has it ever occurred to you that no one could steal your identity until you had to have one? In other words, you had to have something personal on you. They couldn't steal your driver's license, social security number. If you didn't have all that stuff, they couldn't steal it.
Well, let me read this little topic here. There's a multi-billion-dollar market for your phone's location. A huge but little-known industry has cropped up around monetizing people's movements. Companies that you've likely never heard of. They're hawking access to the location history on your mobile phone. An estimated $12 billion market. The location data industry has many players, collectors, marketplaces, location intelligence firms, all of which boast about the scale and precision of the data that they have amassed. Locations firm NEAR, N-E-A-R, describes itself as the world's largest data set of people's behavior in the real world, with data representing 1.6 billion people across 44 countries.
Wow.
Mobile Walla boasts 40-plus countries and 1.9 billion-plus devices, 50 billion mobile signals daily. I mean, you know, Xmode's website claims its data covers 25% of the adult U.S. population monthly. And 47 companies that harvest, sell, or trade in mobile phone location data. This list is hardly comprehensive, but the list begins to paint a picture of the interconnected players that do everything from providing code to app developers to monetize user data to offering analytics from 1.9 billion devices. I mean, it's just goes on and on and on.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
There is no privacy, folks. Every keystroke on a computer, every phone call, cell phone or normal phone, landline, is monitored. You can take that to the bank. It is. And they do listen for certain words. They really do. And they hear certain words, they'll pick up and listen to your conversation closer. That's called spying. It's been done for a long time. it's just gotten worse. So if you don't align with anything, you're not going to get anything private. Yes.
We have a caller. We have David calling us from Massachusetts.
Okay. Hey, Butch and Melanie.
Hey, David.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah. Butch, did you hear anything about Steve Quill having to go to the hospital, having pneumonia-like symptoms?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. He's in the hospital right now, as far as I know.
So what's his condition?
The last I heard, he was in good spirits. He's coughing a lot, but in good spirits. So I don't know for sure exactly what's going on.
The way I look at him and Stan Dale, they were almost like each other's alter ego. Like if I didn't know any better, they were brothers. I mean, that's the way they strike me.
Well, I never thought about it that way before. It makes sense, I guess, what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, he's in the hospital, last I heard.
That's good. I mean, for some reason, I felt, I had to stay awake last night, left Steve Quayle in prayers.
Well, absolutely. Well, yes, pray for him, of course. Absolutely pray for him.
The other thing I heard was, Cumbre Vieja, the volcano, there was an earthquake in Crete, and that's on the same African plate, and that provided some relief, for the volcanic pressure. But it started resuming afterwards, though. But I think the good Lord's looking for our own metanoia, repentance. Metanoia, as we Orthodox like to say.
Right, in
Latin, it's repentance. But basically means, turning away. You can't stay, the way you are.
Yeah, earthquakes in Crete are not uncommon. I was stationed in Crete for 18 months, and they had minor earthquakes about all the time. You feel them rattling the lockers. But, okay, yeah, it's interesting. Okay, good info. Thank you.
Who the first, Archbishop of Crete was, or Bishop of Candia, Heraclion, who that was?
Not sure.
No, Titus.
Oh, Titus, yes. Okay, yes. I know the Apostle Paul was on Crete at one time, too. It showed the place where he was tied while he was whipped. Yep.
Yeah. Well, have a good weekend and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. Interesting.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, the earthquakes in Crete were pretty common. Never big ones when I was there, but they always had earthquakes. I mean, it'd been an island like that. And, we haven't talked about Venezuela for quite a while. We haven't had anything much to say about it. But, folks, this is something about Venezuela you may pay attention to. By the way, 75% of Venezuelans are now living in extreme poverty. Not just poverty, but extreme poverty. 75% of them. But 1 million bolivars become one as Venezuela recalibrates battered currency. Venezuela unveils new banknotes on Friday to once again slice zeros off its currency, battered by runaway inflation that has compounded the country's economic collapse and left many struggling to put food on the table. The national economy has shrunk by 80% since 2013. That's only 8 years ago. As the oil price crashed and output dwindled during decades of underinvestment, U.S. sanctions and mismanagement by successive socialist governments. Socialist governments? Well, folks, that's where we are. The latest devaluation is a third in 13 years and gives Venezuela the dubious distinction of being the South American country to have removed the most zeros from its currency. I'm not laughing because it's funny. 7 1 million bolivar notes, the highest denomination and very hard to come by, were needed to pay cash for one loaf of bread in the once rich oil-producing nation now battling the world's highest inflation rate. Consumers have struggled to make payment for even the most basic goods or services, and public sector workers have found themselves receiving salaries paid in millions of bolivars that are effectively worth nothing. We earn fortnightly less than $3, teacher Margos Carino, 43, told AFP in Caracas. Rent on an apartment in the modest suburb of the capital starts at about $150, while a basket of basic groceries for a family of five costs about $220. And folks, that's cheap by our standards, but they can't afford it. More payments in bolivars are done by debit card or bank transfer, but 75% of transactions are now conducted in U.S. dollars, according to private sector estimates, and prices on many shop shelves are displayed in U.S. currency to keep things simpler. The Bolivar lost 3-0 in 2008 under now-deceased President Hugo Chavez, whose successor Nicolas Maduro eliminated five more in 2018. Now listen to this. With Friday's change, a million bolivars will overnight become one, still the equivalent of about 25 U.S. cents. Wow. But that'll never happen here, Melody. We'll never see that kind of inflation. We're not Venezuela. We're a nation. We know better. We can print and spend with nothing at all to worry about. We can become more socialist every day. Well, we got it made. But a million bolivars are worth 25 United States cents. That's quite a statement, is it not?
You know, it certainly is. And of course, they introduced their new currency. And you know what? I went back to look to see what their stock market was doing. And yeah, I mean, it's not an apples comparison by any means. I just find it kind of interesting. And, you know, I've said all along that, you know, their stock markets were making record highs while, you know, they were getting into inflation and so forth. It did drop in October 1st of 2018, like a rock, but then it started to climb from when it hit the bottom, which was, when it hit bottom in, October of 2018, it just went straight up. It did drop as of, it dropped like a rock as of February 1st, 2021. So it did end up crashing all the way, you know, I don't even know if it's functioning now anymore. But it's interesting to see that, how high their stock market went when they were going through all of this hyperinflation. And then it went to zero, basically. It's high stock market prices is also a function of inflation.
Yes, it is.
And this is, I think, what we're seeing in our markets to some degree. And so you don't have to have a healthy economy for high stock market prices. And it was... And I went back to see when they started to flood their country with U.S. dollars, and that was like in June. I think they showed it as in June. And, you know, but maybe that came right after the stock market collapsed like it did, and now they're creating their own currency. So that's what happens. They have to take the value out of their currency in order to create a new one.
Folks, it can't happen here. Don't worry. Go back to sleep.
It's not going to happen here. No, go back to sleep.
No. Proposed bill. Now, folks, this is a proposed bill. This is not just a suggestion. Proposed bill would require COVID vaccine negative tests for domestic air travel ahead of holidays. I knew this was coming. And soon, folks, it's going to be across state lines. You mark my words. Travelers could be looking at new COVID restrictions as we embark on the holiday season. It's one of the several COVID-related updates for the airline industry. With Thanksgiving holiday just around the corner and one of the biggest times to fly, California Senator Dianne Feinstein, bless her little heart, tweeted, "We can't allow upcoming holiday travel, air travel, to contribute to another surge in COVID cases. Today, I introduced legislation requiring passengers on domestic flights to be vaccinated, test negative, or be fully recovered from a previous COVID illness." So here we are. I told you it was coming. We knew it was coming. Everybody see it coming. And it's coming, folks, not just for air travel, but train travel, bus travel, and eventually automobile travel across state lines. They want to make sure you've been vaccinated, period. Vaccinated, period. So, in Australia, Australia is set to announce a no jab, no pay rules for health workers. Whether you are a student nurse or doctors or full-fledged doctors, nurses, if you don't take the jab, you don't get paid. Wonder how well that's going to fly. I wonder.
Well, there's another article.
Go ahead.
Fast food chains, they're closing their indoor seating.
They are already.
They are. Yeah, yes. Because they don't want to do the check for the vaccinations. You have The burger chain White Castle, they're shutting the seating sections in more than 20 New York City locations after New York began asking customers over the age of 12 to prove that they received at least one dose. Taco Bell, a unit of Yum Brands, said it encouraged customers to place digital orders for pickup and delivery. So what's this going to do to jobs?
Well, they say they make more money delivering it and selling it through the window, so they cut back on labor. So that means they're going to be
cutting back on labor. So, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's going to be less people employed.
I think that's what they want.
Well, again, they have to make jobs available for those coming in illegally.
Very true. Very true. But people are getting a little fed up. Mask-crazed parents make school bazaar threat to defund on school. This is actually happening, folks, in Des Moines, Iowa. The parents are so upset they're going to take the children out of school until after October 1st. They take them out. The state counts the students enrolled up until October 1st, and that's how they're funded. If the students register then later, they don't have the money to cover them. So they're going to bankrupt the schools they have to stop this nonsense. And school officials, this is from the National School Boards Association, President Viola Garcia, said that we have to have the FBI for protection against mobs, angry mobs. They're coming to these meetings and upset with what we're doing. We want angry mobs. We want the FBI protection from angry mobs and derailing school board meetings. So, folks, people are mad. And it's about time. But these people don't have enough sense to realize they work for us, obviously. We pay their salaries, but they don't care. And we're out of time.
Yes, we are. Hey, it's Friday. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend, and please be safe out there. And until then, good night and God bless.